Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition.
On this Thursday, the essential question President Biden refuses to answer is why he will not close the southern border in the face of so much death and suffering. Why won't he issue an executive order suspending asylum claims until the USA can reorganize its immigration strategy and regulations? There is only one answer. Joe Biden doesn't care enough to do that. Sure, he can and does make excuses for the border, but he really isn't all that concerned about 10 million migrants and a record amount of narcotics flowing into America on his watch. Mr. Biden is not alone in his appalling apathy. Andrew Jackson, for example, and a number of other presidents held slaves, not caring a whit about them. Jackson was particularly brutal towards Native Americans as well. Franklin Roosevelt could have bombed the railway tracks to Auschwitz when he knew Jews were being incinerated there. He didn't care enough to do it. Lyndon Johnson allowed the Vietnam War to rage out of control, understanding he was not protecting American troops as well as he could have. He basically ignored the death and destruction for 5 years. President James Buchanan knew Union troops needed food and ammunition at Fort Sumter in South Carolina. He refused to send supplies to them because he feared he would be blamed for the Civil War. So, presidents don't care about a lot of stuff, and Joe Biden leads the league. Back after this.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and 2 children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.